Cuba, and much more. Today is Wednesday, September 27, 2023. Esteban Lasso, president of the National People's Power Assembly of Cuba, will lead his country's delegation to the Russia-Latin America International Parliamentary Conference, Prensa Latina informed. The meeting will be held at the State Duma, that is the lower house of parliament, in Moscow on the 1st and 2nd of October. Fair and mutually beneficial economic cooperation and the development of humanitarian relations between Russia and Latin America will be some of the issues to be addressed in the conference. The role of parliamentary diplomacy in a just, multipolar world and the legislator's position in collective security will also be discussed. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez assured that Cuba will continue to support the efforts to universalize the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons by giving the highest priority to make progress towards disarmament. Speaking at the high-level meeting of the United Nations to promote the International Day for the Elimination of Nuclear Weapons, the head of the Cuban diplomacy described the end of their use as a matter of survival. He stressed that the threat posed by nuclear weapons to the existence of the human species can only disappear with the total elimination of these arsenals, as advocated by the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz. Rodriguez acknowledged, as a step forward, the adoption and entry into force of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. He added that it is the first international legal standard banning their existence and use in all circumstances and provides for their total elimination while explicitly qualifying their use as an act contrary to international law and international humanitarian law. The director of the Cienfuegos Environmental Studies Center, Alejandro García Moya, is taking part in the workshop New Tech Plastics, Advances and Perspectives, organized by the International Atomic Energy Agency. This workshop is part of the International Atomic Energy Agency General Conference at the Vienna International Center and follows up the New Tech Plastics Program, a flagship initiative of the Energy Agency to address the global problem of plastic pollution. García Moya explained to Prensa Latina via internet that Cuba's presentation is titled New Tech Plastics in Latin America and the Caribbean, Advances and Future Challenges. This event will present progress to date, future prospects for the initiative, and the direction in which it is moving forward. Through the International Atomic Energy Agency's New Tech Plastics Initiative, 63 countries are participating in marine monitoring of microplastics, and 30 countries around the world are developing innovative recycling technology. The group of left-wing legislators of the Central American Parliament, Parla CEN, strongly condemned Sunday night's terror attack on the Cuban embassy to the United States. In a statement, Parliament members expressed this is a terrorist act from the counter-revolution with the complicity of the U.S. government, which proves the contempt for the rights of the peoples, the disrespect for the sovereignty of nations and the international law, Parlacen noted. It is a clear response to the achievements obtained by Cuba at the United Nations General Assembly's 78th session, where a great number of nations called the United States to put an end to the cruel and inhumane blockade imposed on Cuba. Parlacen members added they requested that Cuba be excluded from the state-sponsoring terrorism list. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.